Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, Pouncey, P-O-U-N-C-E-Y, 11-22-62. Mr. Pouncey is a 60-year-old gentleman, comes in today with symptoms of not feeling well, follow-up of fatty liver, increased weight, difficulty sleeping, weakness, significant history of sleep apnea, BPH symptoms, was scheduled for sleep study, but he never scheduled it. He wishes that he had now a year ago. He's also feeling very tired since his COVID, has had leg pain, arm pain, and symptoms of palpitation and dizziness, period. New paragraph, medication, only terazosine, T-E-R-A-Z-O-S-I-N, 10 milligram. Medical problems, he does have skin cancer. Numerous skin cancers have been removed from his face and his body in the past year or so, and he has an appointment with the dermatologist every 6 months, period. Patient's family history is positive for lung cancer, stroke, COPD. Mother died of COPD, father died of lung cancer. Review of system as above, vaccination, upset, allergy, none. Surgery, right eye surgery, gallbladder surgery, medical problems, hypertension, BPH. History present illness as above. He's gained 7 pounds. He weighs 259 now, 99%, 97.8, 16, 76, 135 over 84. Heart positive, soul positive, 2, lungs, free, bronchi, abdomen, soft, TMs are red, push and pharynx is red, and inflamed, logical, non-focal. Lower extremity shows trace edema. Assessment number one, patient's weight gain is definitely a concern. Check TSH, check testosterone, check sleep apnea. Next number, must present himself for sleep study ASAP. Next number is BPH. Next number, skin cancer. Next number, status post gallbladder removal. The nausea and vomiting, abdominal pain appears to be better. Next number is arm pain, leg pain, multifactorial. Next number is pedal edema, multifactorial, but must rule out sleep apnea. Next one is RVH noted. Next one is kidneys appear stable with no sign of renal vascular hypertension. Next one is carotid stenosis shows very little change from before. Next one is continue with T-E-R-A-Z-O-S-I-N, terazosin, 10 milligram a day. Next number, patient will have blood work including testosterone, hemoglobin A1C. Next number is scheduled for sleep apnea ASAP. Next one is patient promises to follow up this time and to do what he's been asked to do. Next number, put him on a diet. We talked about different types of diets. Next number, symptoms are most likely not related to COVID-19. Next number, still needs a colonoscopy. Next number, not interested in that at this time. He wants to get everything else done. Next number, he does not have a family history of colon cancer. Next number is above what discussed with patient at length before leaving my office. Thank you.